bushy-tailed animal that runs around in trees.
You're not talking about the coon, are you?
Well, you see these in town.
Oh, squirrels?
Yeah,
we got a lot of them around here.
Different types?
Well, we got a gray squirrel. I don't see too many. We don't see many too many fox squirrels here. There's a few of them, though. Scattered one.
Do you know of any kind of animal that kind of looks like a squirrel, but it doesn't climb trees? I guess it burrs in the ground or something like that.
Well, that would not be a... I don't know, I've always heard of the groundhog, but now that ain't, I don't know if there's such a thing as that or not. But, yeah, there's one that does mole. He burrs in the ground.
Have you ever heard anybody call a squirrel a boomer?
A what?
Boomer.
Never
heard that.
Never had that.
So you were telling me about a lot of different kinds of fish the other day. What about, do you have any seafood available around here?
Oh, yes, it's shipped in here, though, on the coast. It comes in here.
What are some different types of
fuel? Seafood? Well, we get oysters and shrimp and flounders, and we get saltwater, most saltwater fish, you know, that's frozen and packaged.
What about these things that you find around ponds that make this croaking noise?
Oh, that's a bullfrog.
Are there different types of frogs?
Oh yeah, there's a bullfrog, and they just are just plain old toad frog. You see him around the houses, you know, at night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't kill them because they eat bugs.
Oh yeah.
And but the big old bullfrogs, people go hunting for them and gig them, you know, and the people eat the legs. I like them.
Pretty good.
Yes, sir. They really are.
What about some things that you might use? I meant to ask you about this yesterday. Some things you might use for bait when you go fishing.
Well, we use the crickets and worms, and you can use minnows, and you can use chicken livers. But they have one that I don't care for. It's Catfish Charlie. I will not fish with that.
That's pretty rank stuff, isn't it?
I can't stand it.
It's hard to keep it on the hook, too. Just, you know, you have to put flour and all that
things
in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about the different types of worms that are...
Yeah, they have the wigglers and just the... A lot of people go out and dig them, you know, just the red worms. And then we have a few around here. If we have damp weather, what we call night crawlers.
Night crawlers.
And you have to get out early in the morning and pull the grass back from the house and around just under the roofs and get in. They're big.
Mr. mentioned the type of worm that I hadn't heard of before. He said that he raised was a Texas giant or something like that.
Yeah, they have a lot of different names and people get them, you know, and raise them. They have worm farms. And you can fish with the Catawba worms. Now that is the worm that when the Catawba tree blooms out, and when it branches out the leaves, well, they will go in there, that flywheel, and lay that egg under that leaf.
Oh, yeah.
And then in just a short while, well, they hatch out into a striped, yellow, greenish-like worm with a black streak right down his back. And people just go crazy. They go to these Catawba trees, and you can pick them off. They're real tough, and you can put them in water and put them in a cool place, and you can keep them a long time and fish with them. Now, they make good catfish bait, and they'll stay on.
Right. I've used those before.
Mm-hmm.
They're good. What do you call this animal that has a shell, you know?
Turtle?
Any other one of the different types?
Well, there is one that they call a tortoise. Now, he's just a terrapin-like. But the turtle usually lives in water.
In the water.
And the terrapin on the dry ground.
On the land.